What if I told you that the difference between a struggling business and a market leader often comes down to a single decision most companies get completely wrong? Not their product quality, not their marketing budget, not even their customer service. It's pricing, the most powerful profit lever that remains mysteriously misunderstood. Consider this. A mere 1% improvement in pricing, assuming no loss of volume, yields an average 11% increase in operating profits. Yet most businesses still set prices by adding a markup to costs or nervously matching competitors. This approach leaves billions on the table every year. Strategic pricing isn't about charging more. It's about charging right, capturing the true value you create for different customers in different situations. Most businesses fall into one of three pricing traps, each more dangerous than it appears. Cost-plus pricing seems logical. Calculate your expenses, add a reasonable margin, done. But this ignores a crucial reality. Customers don't care what your product costs to make. They care what it's worth to them. A pharmaceutical company spending $50 million developing a life-saving drug shouldn't price it at cost plus 20%. The value isn't in the manufacturing, it's in the years of life it preserves. Customer-driven pricing sounds customer-friendly, but essentially surrenders control, training buyers to negotiate aggressively and always expect discounts. Share-driven pricing chases market dominance through low prices, often triggering destructive price wars where everyone loses. Airlines learned this painfully in the 1990s when aggressive price competition led to industry-wide losses exceeding $13 billion. Strategic pricing is value-based and profit-driven. Instead of asking what price covers our costs, strategic pricers ask what costs can we afford given what customers will pay. Apple exemplifies this approach. During economic downturns, when Nokia and BlackBerry slashed prices, Apple maintained premium pricing by emphasizing unique ecosystem benefits and exceptional retail experiences, achieving margins above 30% while competitors struggle to break even. Economic value includes monetary value, measurable cost savings or revenue, and psychological value, subjective satisfaction, like prestige. The economic value estimation model provides a framework. Take the price of the customer's best alternative, then add whatever differentiates your offering. Geneticorp's DynaTest product demonstrates this powerfully. This DNA testing product preserved sample integrity 72 hours longer than competitors. Initially priced at $30 based on cost markup, customer interviews revealed it delivered over $2,500 in economic value to pharmaceutical researchers through reduced waste and improved accuracy. They raised prices 2- to 5-fold while launching campaigns highlighting documented value. Despite initial resistance, sales continued growing because even higher prices represented only 15 to 20% of delivered value. Linear value thinking, assuming a 50% improvement justifies 50% higher prices, severely undervalues differentiated offerings. A cancer drug that's 50% more effective might command a 200% premium due to life-saving potential. A paint sprayer, doubling productivity, could justify 400% higher prices by enabling contractors to complete more jobs. Value-based segmentation identifies customer subgroups by willingness to pay rather than demographics. Google's advertising platform exemplifies this. Lawyers and plumbers both value online advertising, but bid different amounts based on distinct profit margins and expected returns. Even perfectly calculated value-based pricing fails if customers don't understand your offering's worth. Johnson & Johnson justified its drug-coated stents, $3,500 price, double traditional stents, by demonstrating it reduced reclogging from 20% to 5%, saving $4,500 in repeat surgeries while avoiding procedure discomfort. Psychological factors also influence price sensitivity. Woolite defends premium pricing by positioning itself as a dry cleaning alternative rather than competing with conventional detergents. Extremeness aversion means customers typically choose middle options. Companies introduce ultra-premium options that make previous top-tier models seem reasonable by comparison. The price-quality effect transforms price into a value signal. In a Caltech study, subjects rated identical wine more highly when told it cost $90 versus $10, with MRI scans showing increased brain activity in pleasure centers for the expensive wine. The fairness effect matters equally. Markets accept cost increase pass-throughs, but reject price increases based on market leverage. Single price strategies force trade-offs between volume and margin, leaving money on the table. Airlines exemplify effective tiered pricing, where passengers self-select between basic fares and progressively higher-priced options offering benefits like checked bags, boarding priority, and seat selection. Price metrics define what buyers receive per unit paid. Kaiser Grummanente shifted from fee-for-service to capitation, covering all patient services annually, allowing efficient providers to demonstrate value without charging more per service. Price fences enable charging different prices to customers who value products differently through buyer identification, student discounts, purchase location, time of purchase, matinee pricing, and quantity, volume discounts, maximizing total contribution while serving diverse segments profitably. Customer willingness to pay depends on expectations. When buyers anticipate discounts through strategic timing, regular pricing becomes unacceptable. Retail consumers wait for sales, business buyers delay until quarter end. Inconsistent pricing undermines strategy, especially when sales reps signal manager approval is needed, immediately revealing that concessions exist. Strong pricing policies maintain price integrity, the belief that quoted prices reflect fair market rates. Reps use pre-approved value trade-offs to address objections without discounting. Consolidated ordering reduces shipping costs, volume rebates reward broader purchasing, or technical support identifies process improvements, offsetting increases. Effective policies address four buyer types. Value-driven buyers need give-get negotiation, balancing features and price. Brand-driven buyers prioritize reliability over comparison shopping. Price-driven buyers, identified through sealed bids, receive stripped-down offerings. Convenience-driven buyers pay premiums for simplicity. Price increases demand careful management. Announce publicly with clear justification, explain cost-price relationships, and offer transition guarantees. Netflix's contrasting approaches illustrate this. Their 2011 increase, 60%, sparked outrage and halved company value, while their 2014 increase, 12.5%, succeeded by targeting only new customers, setting proper expectations, and announcing ranges before implementing at the lower end. Price wars are negative-sum games, where conflict destroys value. Kellogg's and Post's 1990 cereal battle caused margin erosion, requiring nearly a decade to recover. While innovation creates value, price competition typically destroys it, especially when lower prices don't expand total demand. Competitive advantage comes from delivering value more cost-effectively or commanding premiums through superior offerings. Apple maintains premium pricing through design and brand strength, while Amazon leverages scale for price leadership. Rather than reflexively matching cuts, consider targeted responses. Focus cuts on threatened segments. Discount only at-risk volume. Retaliate in competitors' vulnerable markets, or raise their discounting costs by educating customers about preferential pricing. Some companies build successful strategies on undercutting competitors. Walmart and Ryanair became market leaders primarily through lower prices, requiring two elements: business models with substantially lower incremental costs, and convincing competitors their advantages were decisive. The most successful price competitors sustain advantage through continuous operational improvement and careful market selection, not price cuts alone. Pricing is your most powerful profit lever, not just a number, but a strategic declaration of value. The gap between cost plus mediocrity and pricing excellence isn't complexity, it's courage. Courage to charge what you're worth, walk away from unprofitable business, and invest in understanding customer value rather than matching competitors. Consider your last purchase. You didn't calculate the seller's costs. You asked, is this worth it to me? Your customers ask the same question. Thriving companies deeply understand the value they create and capture it strategically. Whether pricing enterprise software or artisan coffee, the principles remain constant. Understand your economic value, communicate it compellingly, structure prices to capture different values from different customers, and build organizational capabilities to execute consistently. Your pricing revolution doesn't require a complete overhaul. Start by asking, what value do we truly create, and are we capturing it? That answer might transform your business.